Good morning, good morning. It is Monday yet again. Another weekend has flown by, and here we are again on Monday morning. Monday Minutes Podcast Teaching. I am Pastor Tony. Again, thank you for joining me today, or whenever it is you listen to these. Obviously, some of you don't listen to them on Monday morning. Some of you don't get to them the Friday evening. I don't care when you listen to it. Hello. Amen. So, always appreciate you. I'd like to take a few moments at the beginning of each of these just to say thank you for taking time to listen in your car or whatever you do. The point of these is to teach and to encourage and to build up your faith and to build up my faith. This is a portion of our discipleship area of ministry, helping us learn, helping us grow, helping us teach, become stronger Christians, become wiser Christians, to understand the Word better. And these are Word-based. These are not just philosophy or theological teachings. I do blend in theology, obviously, but these are Word-based teachings. Not here to evangelize. This is not a recording of our Sunday morning services. By the way, if you listen to these and don't go to our church, you can always go to therefugenm.com to find out more information about our church. You can choose online giving. For those of you that have a hard time, some people tell me that they have a hard time finding these. You can always just tell people to go to the church website, therefugenm.com, and they'll be able to find them. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope that you're blessed today, that your Monday has started out happy and joyful and blessed. And if it hasn't, well, I pray it gets there. By the end of the day, I pray that it gets there. We are talking about stories of miracles, financial teaching, or teaching about giving. And this is part two. We are continuing our stories of miracles. So I have been sharing some stories of financial miracles, sharing some scripture and some teaching about the biblical principles of giving, the biblical principles of tithing, the biblical principles of offering. Remember, I said last week at the very end of our episode, that there are three different kinds of giving in the Bible. The tithe, we talked a lot about the tithe last week, the offering, and the alms. Again, Jesus teaches about the alms. You can read in Matthew and find that Jesus talks about the alms, that is giving to the poor. And he specifically says, when you give to the poor, don't brag about it. Don't tell everyone what you're doing that the hypocrites do. But do it in secret. Do it in private. The offering is taught in the New Testament as well. I know 2 Corinthians 9:7 is a big scripture. Also, Matthew chapter 6, we see many scriptures about this, but 2 Corinthians 9:7 specifically says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So we learn right here that when we give an offering to God, it needs to be done out of a heart of cheer, a heart of want to, not of a reluctance, not out of compulsion, not out of religion, not out of a heart of drudgery, but we want to. And when you give the offering, it should be what is on your heart to do. That's what the Bible says. So when we give an offering to God, right? Are you with me? When we give an offering to God, it should be from our heart, what we decide to give. And it should be done with joy and a spirit of want to. That's what the Bible says. Let me ask you this question as we begin today. Are you a tither? Are you a giver? Do you sow to God? Do you trust God? You know, one of the reasons why people will not give or will not tithe is a lack of trust. There's fear involved. There's worry involved. There's wonder involved of, if I do this, will God come through? Let me ask you today, have you ever tithed and God not come through? Have you ever blessed God and God not work a miracle for you? Did not something work out? Maybe not the way you want it or how you want it, but did not something work out? I would venture to say the answers are all yes if you do tithe and yes if you do give. That's been my story. I'm giving stories of miracles because I want these men. Now, I'm not doing this to brag. Let's make sure we understand this. I'm not bragging about nothing. Just so someone doesn't, you know, get it in their head that, oh, there's pastor talking on the podcast and bragging about all that God's done for him. Let me tell you something. If you know my life, I have suffered. If you know my life, I have dealt with death. I have dealt with marital problems. I have dealt with personal failures. I have dealt with being on the short end of the stick over and over and over and over. I was raised in poverty. My parents weren't rich. My dad worked hard, but did the best he could, but we didn't have much. When we got married, no one handed us a $25,000 nest egg or a free house or a free car like I hear so many other people get. I never got nothing like that. We've had to claw our way up, you know. And when I was growing up, where are my people at? Come on, where are my people at? When I was growing up, treat sandwiches and potted meat sandwiches and mayonnaise sandwiches were a regular staple. Come on. You rich folk don't understand. You blessed people that was born that way don't understand. But I've had to come on up the rough side of some of those areas. And so don't you dare get an attitude and say, pastor's bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm testifying. I'm giving stories of miracles about how God has brought me out and how God has blessed me and how God has honored us because we have chosen to be tithers and we have chosen to operate in biblical promises. I learned something a long time ago. I want to share this nugget. You cannot claim the Bible promises if you do not practice the Bible principles. If you want the blessings of God, you need to follow the principles of God. If you want the promises of the Bible, you have to operate in the principles of the Bible. Now, that's good right there. I've shared that recently at our church at the Refuge, but that's good information. That's good wisdom right there. Luke 6:38 says, talking about the giving, the offering, Luke 6:38 says, give. Are you a giver? Question mark. What's your answer? Yes or no? Give, and it will be given unto you. Now, did we see? Now, last week we talked about the tithe a lot, and I will talk about that some more today, but right now I'm talking about the offering. Remember, there's three types of giving. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be poured into your lap. For the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So we are to give offerings, and the Lord says that the measurement of our blessing is a direct reflection of what we've done. Now again, we don't give to get. We don't do it with the wrong heart or the wrong attitude or the wrong spirit. But when I do it with a right heart and a cheerful heart and a want-to heart, I can claim the biblical promises and I can expect a blessing from God. Now, how many know sometimes the blessing isn't always financial? That's right. Sometimes the blessing is provision in other ways. Sometimes the blessings of God come through protection. Sometimes the blessings of God, the provision of God, comes through people bringing things to your life. Maybe you need food and someone shows up at your door with food. That's provision, isn't it? It might not be a paycheck. It might not be a dollar bill, but it's provision. So, you know, here's what I've learned about God. This is my nugget of wisdom today. This is my nugget of wisdom today. Are you ready? God gets creative in how he chooses to bless his people. God is not a broken record. God is not a boring repeat. God is a very creative God. If you don't believe that, go to the zoo. If you don't believe God's creative, just go visit the zoo. Look at the meerkat compared to the black bear. Look at the hippo compared to the giraffe. Look at the fruit bat compared to the turtle. I mean, God's a creative God. And praise the Lord. Somebody shout amen somewhere. Someone just, I mean, if you're driving down the road, give God a hand clap of praise right now. God, woo, amen. God is creative. And God is also creative in how he blesses his people. So I can't guarantee you how God's going to bless you, but I can guarantee you that if you operate in the biblical promises, he will do it. We shouldn't brag about our giving. I talked about that last week, but I also read this. I said Matthew, but I'll give you the exact quote, Matthew 6, 3 through 4. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand, or the almsgiving, do not let your left hand or your right hand know. Do not let your left hand know what the right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And the Father sees what you've done in secret or reward you. So, you know, our offerings and our almsgiving, those type of things shouldn't be done out of pride or arrogance or necessity or anything to do to get attention or fame for it. A right heart doesn't care if people know about it. The right heart doesn't want the hand clap and the recognition from the crowds. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, whosoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whosoever sows generously will reap generously. There is a principle in the Word of God. The principle right there is that God honors our giving by blessing us back in equal proportion. Well, I've read other scriptures today and even last week that also verify that. We don't give to get. No. I'm not teaching that. I'm not saying name it and claim it and grab it and all that. No. I'm saying that when we do what the Bible says, we will operate in Bible covenant promises. And that promises says the way we give, that, you know, that indicates the way we're going to receive. The tithe, that is almost like a flat tax. That's just flat for everyone. If you make $100, 10 goes to God. If you make $1,000, 100 goes to God. If you make $1, 10 cents goes to God. Well, if all you make this week, if all your increase is $100, then $10 is your tithe. And God will bless you accordingly. He'll bless you just the equal same as a man that makes $1,000 and gives $100, because that's how the tithe operates. But the offering is a different principle. Are you still with me? Someone please say yes. The offering is a different principle. The offering is a principle of which the blessing reflects the giving. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, I've been sharing the scriptures and some knowledge from the Word of God mixed in with some stories of miracles. And again, some of these stories are small and some of these stories are big, but I can give you several. You know, I'll give you this. My very first time preaching in a church, I think it was around 2005. 2004, 2000, I don't know, somewhere between 2003 and 2005, it was the Canova Church of God in Canova, West Virginia. I was doing my ministerial internship program with the Church of God. I had preached in nursing homes, but this was the first time I'd ever preached in a church. And that church was very formal, you know, that church dressed up, and you know, you couldn't go in there and preach in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. You just couldn't do that in that particular church. And so I needed to have a suit to wear for my very first sermon. I didn't own one. Well, you know, you can go buy a cheap suit, but, you know, you at least need a couple hundred dollars to buy a cheap suit. And I didn't have the extra money. I worked and I pretty much got paid. I got paid weekly and I pretty much lived paycheck to paycheck. And as I've said before, oftentimes the paychecks didn't meet. God had to give me financial miracles from week to week. That was the life I was living. And so I didn't have a suit. Lo and behold, a lady walked up to me and said, no, let me back up. Lo and behold, my dad let me borrow his suit. And so That's right. Now these are just live. I mean, I don't back them up when I mess up. So this is just flow with me here, okay? Flow with me. So anyway, I borrowed my very first suit. That's what it was. I borrowed my very first suit from him. So, you know, that's not a miracle or anything. I went and asked, and I simply borrowed it. But no one knew, and it fit me just fine. I looked just fine in it. A lady walked up to me the next week and said, "The Lord told me to bless you." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Here's the money. Go to JCPenney and buy you two brand new suits." God then did it again. You know, I mean, God provided right there. Now, I was preaching in a church. Well, you say, that's not really a miracle. It is when you're young and don't have much money and you're preaching in a church that requires you to wear a suit and you don't have any suit and you borrowed your first one but you couldn't keep wearing the same old thing borrowed, and God done did it again. God provided. Amen. God provided. Multiple times in our life, we did not have enough money to buy food, or we didn't have enough money to pay the power bill, or we didn't have enough money to pay the car insurance. I'm being practical, I'm being open, I'm being honest, I'm being transparent. Time after time, someone showed up and said, "God put it upon my heart to give you this $100 bill. God put it upon my heart to give you this $50 bill. God put it upon my heart to bless you with $200. Time after time. Every single time we've ever come short on a bill, God has showed up when we were tithing. Now, let me tell you this piece of correction I got from God once. There was a time in my life where I was very sporadic in my tithing, meaning that I would do it for a while and then not for a while. Do it for a while. And I was really bad early on about I tithe, but then sometimes bills came due and I thought, "Oh God, I can't do it this week." And I get weak in my faith. And I'd keep that tithe and I'd hold it back from God. I would do that sometimes. It's been a long time since I've done it, but I've done that before. And then I would get all built up in faith again. I would start tithing again. And I noticed something. The blessings were infrequent, and the blessings were sporadic, and the provision was sporadic. And one day I was just venting. Have you ever vented to God? One day I was just venting. "God, why is the giving so sporadic? Why are the blessings so sporadic?" And God spoke to me one day, and God said, "I bless you sporadically because you bless me sporadically. You tithe sporadically, I'll cover you sporadically. You give sporadically, I'll give back to you sporadically." Boy, I took a whooping on that one. Anybody ever took a whooping from the Lord? I took a whooping from that one. God basically told me, "You're coming through occasionally, I'm going to come through occasionally." When I finally got my act together and recognized that I'm going to do this thing consistently and faithfully, God's done it. Let me give you a big miracle. Are you ready for a big miracle? Because I've said before, my life is filled with financial miracles. This is the number one area of my life. And I've just really had it on my heart to take an opportunity to share financial miracles. I've just really had it upon my heart to do this. And I've never done it in the pulpit like this or in a small group. And it was on my heart. And I decided that I'm going to make a podcast series and just talk to you and share from my heart and just give you testimonies of miracles. Here's another one. We were pastoring in Wayne, West Virginia. We were renting a house from a church member. And everything was going just fine. They had a very fair rent. The owner, the wife attended our church. The man never did. He visited a few times, but he didn't go there. And the husband, who I dealt with, not the wife, and he was very fair to us, and he very fair rent, and everything was going just fine. And I treated the house like it was mine. Oftentimes, the repairs I did them, and I didn't charge him. Sometimes not. Long story short, one day we get a knock on the door. So I opened the door, and there's two men wearing suits, and they introduced themselves, and they said, "We're from the so-and-so bank. Are you Mr. Cox?" And I said, "Yes." They said, "Well, we're here to inform you that your landlord just lost the house. We foreclosed on the house for lack of payment. And you've been renting this house from him, but he's not been paying the mortgage." Wow. So we're renting a house, and the owner just went belly up. And so he says to me, "You no longer can rent the house from that gentleman. You can now rent the house from the bank at the same amount, but only for a few months, because after that we have to sell the home. We can't let you stay here indefinitely." So now suddenly, we were renting a house where the landlord was not paying the mortgage, and I just got informed that we're about to have to move. Well, at that time, my credit score still wasn't very good. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great at that time. I didn't have any savings at that time. The church, I was full-time at the church, but we did the best we could, and the church didn't pay me very much. It was just enough really to cover the bills and a little bit extra. But we were faithful tithers, and we were faithful givers, and we had the covenant, someone shout covenant, that God's going to take care of us. So we went to the Lord in prayer and said, "God, what in the world are we going to do?" And so it just really impressed upon me to try to buy the house. So I went to the bank to try to buy the house, and this particular bank, they said, "Well, your credit score is okay. That's not really the major problem, but we're going to need a major amount of money down, and we need this, and we need that, and we need this." And Lord Jesus, if you've ever bought a house, you know how it goes. And a long story short, we just could not get it approved. We just could not get it approved through that bank that owned the house. They say, "I'm sorry, maybe somebody else will approve it, but we can't get it approved for lots of different reasons." There was issues with how my paychecks were written at the church, and there was just a multiple different things that got in our way. So here we are. We're about to have to move. We don't really have the money to move, because you know when you move, everything costs money. And so we're trusting God. We're trusting God. God's going to come through for us. We believe it. We receive it in Jesus' name. We're covenant tithers. We're givers. God's going to do a miracle. Well, God put it upon my heart to go to a different bank, and I went to a different bank, and I applied. Lo and behold, we were approved. God gave us favor. The loan was approved, and we didn't even have to spend one penny out of pocket. The bank that owned the house put a brand new roof on the house for us before it was closed. Put a brand new roof on the place for us. That's right. The bank that owned the house put a brand new roof on the house. Then God gave us favor through another bank to get the mortgage without one penny down. We didn't have to move. And God worked out a miracle for us to buy and own and sign our very first home that I still own today, and I rent out for income. Isn't God good? Someone say, praise the Lord. That was a miracle. And that, you say, "Well, that wasn't a miracle." It was a miracle to me. God made a way. God granted favor. God put a brand new roof on that house through a bank that they chose to put a roof on it. I mean, God blessed us. God blessed us. God made a way. I'll give you another miracle today. Skip ahead a few years. We're getting ready to leave the Wayne Church of God. We just got voted in to be the pastor at the Refuge Church. So now we're getting ready to leave Wayne, West Virginia, and move to New Martinsville, West Virginia. For the Lord has confirmed over and over that this is time to go. And I'm giving testimonies of miracles. And this is a little bit closer to home because I've only been here a couple of years. But, you know, it takes money to move, and we had to have the money for the U-Haul, which the Refuge Church paid for it, by the way. But we had to have the money for the U-Haul, but God blessed us in that sense. We had to have money to pay off utilities. We had to have money to pay off a few other bills that had to be paid before we left. We had to have money to get the house ready to rent, because we had to rent the house to cover the pay, the mortgage. And we had to have all this stuff. And the bottom line is, we didn't have enough money to make the move. We didn't have enough money to cover everything. But God, someone shout, but God. I mean, doors open. People started handing us money. We weren't asking no one for money. People started handing us money. God took care of every single thing. Every bill got paid. Every expense got covered. God made a way. And we were able to move without debt, without credit cards, without loans, without anything else. God started pouring money into our lap, not over and abundant. I mean, it wasn't like thousands extra, but God took care of it, and God met the needs, and God met the requirements, and everything was paid in full. And I was able to look at my wife and say, see, trust God. He always comes through. Another financial miracle. I mean, God made a way. And I guess that's been the story of my life since I've been a tither. Why are you sharing this, Pastor? To lift up someone's faith. To teach someone that God always makes a way. To teach someone and encourage someone that God will back up His word. Teach someone and encourage someone that when you tithe and when you sow offering, God will back that up. God will open up doors, and God will give you favor, and God will give you unplanned, unexpected money. To this day, every time I tithe, every time I sow offering, people will just hand me money. I mean, doors open, favors granted, ways are made. God just takes care of His people and makes provision when we are faithful to do what the Bible says. When we are faithful to step out. When we are faithful to trust God, when we are faithful to give that tithe even though our budget says no, when we are faithful to sow offering in addition to our tithe, to help the poor, give alms, when God takes care of His people. So over and over and over again, I'm trying to encourage your faith. Over and over and over again, I give these stories because God makes ways. So many times, and going back to our early years of marriage, so many times we didn't have enough money to even pay our bills that week. And my wife's dad would just show up and hand us money. And it would be what we need. It would be the amount we needed. Praise the Lord. So many times God has blessed us in that way. I'll save more stories for next time. I'm giving testimonies of miracles. Financial miracles of God opening doors and God making ways. You say, well, that's great for you, Pastor. Congratulations. No, I'm saying this to tell you that the same God that's done it for me will do it for you. God's no respecter of persons. God doesn't love me more than you. God is not favoring me because I'm a preacher. He's honoring biblical covenant and biblical promises. You might be a teenager. Give that tithe, whatever it is. Sow that offering, whatever it is. He'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll do it. He'll give you a job. He'll call someone to give you enough birthday money to pay for something you need. I mean, God will open up doors. He'll do it. He'll do it. And God does it in creative ways. So I share these stories from my heart. Some of these stories are the first time I've ever shared them publicly. And some of them are a little bit transparent. And some of them, are telling you a little bit of my business. But you know what? I'm just trying to share these stories to encourage you that God will take care of you. So I share that you will step out in faith and give your tithe. That you will step out in faith and sow your offerings. And then you can look at God and say, God, I did what the Bible said. Now you do what the Bible says you will do. Take care of me. Guarantee He'll do it. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Have a great day.